Come on, kids. And you can be a big kid, too. And hey, I want you guys to sit like right in here so that you can see the screen, okay? So can you sit down here for me, bud? Hey, look, can you sit down here? Awesome.
Did you hear that music? It reminds me of a mystery. It's one of my very favorite songs in the Christmas season. It talks about what a mystery it is that even the animals get to view the baby Jesus. We're going to do some pretending this morning. You get to be shepherds. And the people out there are sheep. Now, what noise is it that sheep make? Bah! So every time that we say sheep, they're going to bah. Shall we have them practice? Sheep. Perfect. So while the children are up here, they're going to be our sheep. We have some things in here that will help us pretend to be shepherds. I think on a cold day, they would need some sticks to build a warm fire. What do you think? Pretty cold. So here's some sticks. We'll just put them up here. Oh, and I brought a lantern because on a winter night, it's probably pretty dark. Sometime when they're watching after their sheep, the sheep might go over a hill or a cliff, and they would use this little crook to pull the sheep back to safety. Of course, when you're out in the hills, you're going to get thirsty. And so here's a drink. They probably had theirs in some kind of a leather bottle. Ugh, I was afraid he would do something like this. You know that, Mr. Drew. Something in here. Smooth stones? Why would we need smooth stones if we're watching after sheep? Yes. Yes. Do you remember that when David was watching the sheep, he took care of bears and wolves with a slingshot and some smooth stones? Oh. A flute. Well? Yes, it's a recorder. I think probably If you're in the hills, you want to entertain yourself and make some music. Oh, now if those sheep are sleeping and it's night, you might want something interesting to do. Does anyone know what this is? Yes. It's a pocket knife. And maybe you could get a piece of wood and whittle or carve something special. Do any of you carve? Yeah, that's kind of a hobby that people enjoy. Forgot the most important things. Snacks. Of course, if you're out in the hills watching your sheep, you need a snack. So I'm thinking maybe we should just have our snack while we're up here. Would that be okay with everyone? So we have marshmallows, and I chose them because they remind me of the sheep's wool. And there's some pretzel sticks because they reminded me that sometimes when sheep are out, they might get sticks caught in their wool. And there's bugles, ooh, to remind me of music. Would you just start passing those around, and you may take one and start enjoying it. You may start passing from this end. Oh, I have a couple more things in here. Here's some medicine, because a good shepherd always has some salve or oil if his sheep get hurt. Oh, and the blanket, of course. Why would we need a blanket? Yes. If you get cold. And a book. What are snacks and a fire and an evening without a good book? Everybody have a snack. Would you pass those back, please? Everybody have some? Okay. This book was written by a lady who lives across the ocean. It's called The Shepherd Boy and the Christmas Gifts. And the pages are up on the screen so you can enjoy looking at them. It was Nathan's birthday, and finally he was old enough to be a shepherd, just like his father. He longed to be out on the hills with the sheep and the other shepherds.
My sheep.
When he'd help.
Have you guys seen my sheep? My sheep. I don't hear them.
Oh my.
My sheep. They're everywhere. Sheep, sheep, where are you? Sheep. Ah, I think her name's Henrietta. I think Henrietta's hurt. Henrietta? Are you in here, Henrietta? My sheep, Henrietta? So scared. I found her. I found my sheep.
Drew, what have you been doing?
Well, Henrietta went missing. I was so worried. And I thought that she hurt her leg here. Or maybe that's her arm. But I thought that she might have hurt that. And so I had to go find her.
Oh, dear. Well, we are pretending to be shepherds. Are you pretending with us?
Yeah.
All right. We're reading this book right now. The pages are up there if you want to enjoy it.
You're reading a book?
We are.
Can I?
Do you want a snack?
Well, I don't need a snack, but can I go down here and sit with the kids?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. When he'd helped his father before, he'd collected beautiful things like wood, wool, and clay. He liked to craft these things into little figures, which he kept in a small bag. That night in the hills, Nathan and the shepherds gathered around their fire to keep warm. They talked and shared stories. "Soon," said Nathan's father, "God will send us a new king who will bring peace." "That'll never happen," said another shepherd. "I believe it will," said Nathan's father. "God is watching over us, just as we watch over our sheep." Nathan reached into his bag and took out some figures. "How did you make this?" a shepherd asked, picking up a little lamb. "I collected some clay." "What about this?" said another shepherd, pointing to the angel. "I collected some wool from the sheep." The shepherd smiled, but Nathan's father shook his head. "You're supposed to be watching over the sheep now, not playing with toys." The next day, Nathan's father gave him a sheepskin coat. Nathan was delighted. "This will keep you warm when we're out on the hills," said his father. "You're a shepherd now. You, like God above, have to watch over your sheep. It's time to forget about your toys." "I promise I will," said Nathan. Nathan worked hard for the next few days, but soon his mind started to wander. He spotted a nice straight branch and saw that he could carve it into a small flute. He whittled carefully and smoothed the wood until it made beautiful sounds when he blew into it. He danced along to his own tune and didn't notice as the sheep wandered off. But his father did. "You nearly lost one of our flock." Nathan's father was very angry. "You can't be a shepherd and make toys all day." "I'm sorry. Please let me stay," begged Nathan. "I'll throw my things away and be a good shepherd like you." His father saw how sorry he was, and he forgave him. Nathan looked at his bag. He loved carving and molding and weaving, but he knew he had to give the sheep his full attention. He couldn't risk losing another one. He closed his eyes and swung the bag around and around his head, faster and faster, until whoosh, the bag flew off. He didn't see where it landed. From then on, Nathan watched carefully over his sheep. He milked them, sheared them, and cared for them when they were sick. One dark, cold night, Nathan was looking up at the stars. "God," he whispered, "are you really watching over us even when it's dark?" And that's when it happened. A bright and brilliant light lit up the sky, astonishing all the shepherds. "Do not be afraid," said a voice from the light. "I bring you good news. The Son of God was born tonight, a new king. He has come to bring peace on earth. Go to Bethlehem, where you will find him in a stable." The light became even bigger, even brighter, making the night sky as light as day. A host of angels appeared and began to sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all people on earth." In the light from the angels, Nathan saw something. His bag. It was caught in a tree. Nathan stared at it. Suddenly, he knew what he had to do. Grabbing the bag, he called to the other shepherds. "We need to find the baby." Nobody moved. But Nathan's father said, "Nathan is right. We must do what the angel said." Nathan set off into the dark night, and the others followed. In Bethlehem, a bright star shone over a small stable. Nathan peered slowly around the door. Inside, a man and a woman sat beside a manger holding a baby. The shepherds entered, bowing their heads. The man greeted them, saying, "This is the Son of God. He will bring peace to all people." Nathan took the three little figures from his bag and handed them to the woman. "Thank you," she whispered. She placed the star of leaves and the wooden bird around the manger and nestled the woolen angel against the baby's cheek. Nathan's father nodded and smiled. Nathan took out his flute and began to play a gentle lullaby, another gift for the baby who was a gift from God. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for each child here. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who came to us as a baby in a manger. We thank you for that very precious gift, and we thank you for the gift of Christmastide. We thank you for watching over us. We pray that you would help us to remember that special gift in your presence all year long. Amen. You may go back to your flocks, family, and take your snack with you. Thank you for being such good listeners.
Yes, I was there that night, and I saw him, a baby, and the angels and the stars. Oh, what a great mystery. When I got older, I followed him. He was everywhere, preaching, healing the sick, with mud and spit. I kept remembering the baby that we saw, and the stars and the angels. I remember the shepherds, how we went to see him, how we took what we had to give. Shepherds, old men, boys like me, dirty, smelly, nothing special. What a mystery. Why did God choose us to hear it first? I confess, I don't know the answer to this question. And then one day, I heard it with my own ears. He said, and I'm not making this up, he said, "I am the good shepherd." I couldn't believe it. And then he said it again, "I am the good shepherd." This healer, this preacher, this baby grown up, he called himself a shepherd, just like me. Then I remembered, the Lord is my shepherd. Was he the Lord, the Christ, the Messiah? And I, Nathaniel, followed him. And now he is my shepherd. He is our shepherd. He wants to keep us safe and healthy like a shepherd with his sheep. He wants us to stay close to him so we don't get lost. And this is important, when we do get lost, he comes to find us. When we get lost, he comes to find us. A shepherd. A shepherd just like me. Only the good shepherd a God shepherd. Oh, what a great mystery. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me.
But we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise.
For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. O great mystery.